Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, and blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Dr. Norm Shuler's with us. Dr. Shuler, are you blissed?
Yes.
It was great talking with you over the weekend. You sounded so good. Thank you for being with us today. In class, that's right. Are you at in Springfield at the at the clinic?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. That is wonderful. So how is Dr. Shuler doing? A lot of people are asking me.
I am doing very well, you know, except for my left leg and foot. I'm perfect.
Great, great. That is such wonderful news. And can you share with our class what you attribute your regaining health? You had a stroke, I believe, as a result of the virus shedding from someone onto you, and it looks like it's over 2 months of recovery. Is that right?
Well, yes. I think it's optimal health habits.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyone who is missing any of the essential habits would not have recovered.
Right, right. So would you share with us what you mean by optimal health? Now, we've been talking about this for 11 years, but there might be some new students in class who'd like to know.
Well, for instance, I've never been overweight. and now I'm a little bit underweight, but being overweight is the number one cause of illness in this country. 73 or 74% of people are overweight, and that sets the stage for all illnesses. Number two, I eat a minimum of 8 servings of vegetables and fruits a day. Number three, I exercise a minimum of an hour, but an hour and a half at least every day. And I sleep at least 8 hours every night. These are the tops. Now, I'll also take the essential supplements. I need 50,000 units runs a week. The youth formula, 4 a day. The essential formula, 2 a day. These, I figure, all adults should do. If you miss one of them, you set yourself up for illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Shuler, I was wondering about positive mental outlook. How important is that?
Well, you have to have that to do all these things. It's obviously, I practiced for 3 months, twice a day, orienteering training in 1972. I trained my brain to detach from those things I cannot change. And no matter what's going on in the world around me, I don't get involved in negativity.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so hard sometimes for a person to detach when someone does some horrific, heinous thing to a person or that person's family. Is it possible to detach from that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, just at the time I got the shedded spike protein, I had my only daughter go crazy. And that, I'm being kind. I've detached.
And so you were able to detach from what, that situation or her or both?
Both.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Shealy, in a situation, I'm not speaking specifically of your situation, but in a situation similar to that, and if we relate that to the patient that you had who was unnamed, I don't know who that person is, but the one who had a husband who was just miserable and nasty and made her life just awful, and she was dying of a disease, a real serious disease, you advised her to detach. She detached by removing herself from her husband. I guess ultimately they got a divorce, and she recovered just fine. So in a situation where there's a family member who is not kind, miserable, unpleasant to be around, not trustworthy, those kinds of things, what is your recommendation? What do you do?
Divorce with joy. Mm. Be happy. Mm. You're done with that.
So when you say divorce, you mean literally that person, you never see that person again, and just
right.
Put that person out of your mind?
Mm-hmm. Both, yes.
Mm-hmm. You wish them well, and then you say, I hope you have a wonderful life, and then but don't come back. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. That's hard to do, Dr. Shealy. That's really hard to do, because as my father used to say, And my family used to say, I've heard it many, many times when I was growing up, like in the 1950s, blood is thicker than water.
Well, in my opinion, nothing is strong enough, essential enough, good habits. And, you know, it depends on what you call a bad habit. But stealing stuff from someone financially or property or whatever is unacceptable. But the law is such that it's easier to divorce them than to fight them legally.
Yeah, believe it or not, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, to a T, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's tough, it's difficult, it's emotionally gut-wrenching. But I believe you're absolutely positively right. I really do. So, class, I guess the salient point here is if you're in a situation and there's misery that is being foisted upon you, and every time you see a person it's just miserable, I think the answer is exactly what Dr. Shealy said. Just divorce yourself from that person, either figuratively or literally. Get that, have that person removed. You remove that person from your life. I'm not talking about murder. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm just saying you don't have to see that person again. And if you can make that happen over time, I think you can detach. Is that? It takes some time, though. It's not instantaneous. It's not a switch you can throw and say, I'm detached, and you're detached. Doesn't it take a while?
Well, it took me about a week.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's too much is enough already.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, I was talking with Gwyneth over the weekend. She called me, and she was talking about someone she followed by the name of Dr. Herbert Vogel, V-O-G-E-L. Are you familiar with that name?
I have heard the name, but I don't know personally.
Well, she was indicating to me that you and Dr. Herbert Vogel, who is probably no longer with us, have the same feelings about many, many things. And he looked at at people, and he would talk with the tribe, the leaders of the tribe, the medicine men, if you will, and see what health habits they had for longevity and endurance, etc. And his bottom line, as it was explained to me, is that you can live to be 100, but you have to exercise, which I just heard you say. You have to have the right diet, which I heard you say, and sunshine, which you've said for 11 years that I've known you. So exercise, you know, regular exercise, a healthy, quality diet, devoid of, you know, the modern things that are packaged that are poisoning as food, and plenty of sunshine, which is in D3, but you can get it just by going outside. So that's what he said. Isn't that exactly what you've been saying for 11 years?
Well, actually, quite a few more that I've known you. I mean, I would say that's been my attitude all my adult life.
Right, and when I said 11 years, I meant that I've known you, and I've heard
right.
you say that for, you know, the 11 years. But I know that from my reading that you've been saying it for, yes, your entire adult life. Gwyneth mentioned something to me that that she had learned, and that if a person has a tumor on the skin, you know, near the surface, a cabbage poultice can be used to remove that, destroy that tumor. And sometimes you can use bentonite clay poultice as well, or a raw potato poultice, or rotate the three. So day number one could be cabbage poultice, day number two bentonite clay poultice, day number three raw potato poultice, and then go back to cabbage and then clay and then potato. Is that something that you have read about or experienced?
Well, I've heard vaguely. I've not seen the science behind it, but I'm aware of it being part of what I would call folk medicine.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's something to it?
Well, it's certainly safer than anything in medicine has to offer.
Mm-hmm. I had a recluse spider bite on my forearm, and I took a picture of it. This was years ago. I took a picture of it, and I sent it to the internist's office at the hospital, you know, the one who had seen me for my annual checkups. And the nurse saw it and said, "No, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. It's not a venomous spider bite." But it kind of looked like one to me. So I made a poultice. I took a charcoal water filter element, you know, kind of like a Berkey type element. And I got a clean knife, and I scraped some of the charcoal from the outside of the filter because I didn't have any activated charcoal at the time, or activated carbon, and readily available. So I made a poultice about the size of a dime, and I put that, just water and charcoal scrapings, made a little poultice, applied it with that knife on top of the skin, put a Band-Aid over it, and looks like we're going into a break. I'll tell you what happened when we come back. And it was a two-step process that I had to complete in order to solve this problem. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy, normshealy.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, I'm all excited to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. And his office is in Springfield. And if you'd like to call his office, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And I was telling you about this venomous snake bite that I thought I had. And so it started out as a little dot. I sent the picture to via email to my doctor's office, my internist, that I get my regular checkups from, and the nurse saw it and said, it's no big deal, it's okay. But this purple spot got bigger and bigger, so I made this poultice out of a water filter, a activated carbon water filter. I just scraped off some carbon from the side of it. Made a poultice, which is just that activated charcoal with the water, a couple drops of water, and I applied it to my skin, made it about the size of a dime, put it on there, put a Band-Aid over it, and I looked at it the next day, and it looked like a bullseye. Well, actually, where the poultice was, the skin was normal. Where the poultice didn't cover completely the purple spot on my arm, it was more purple, or still purple. So I made a bigger poultice the size of a quarter and put that on it, and the next day that was gone. So that's how I treated a venomous spider bite, and I believe it was a venomous spider bite. I really do. I didn't feel it happen, but my son saw my arm and said, "Hey, Dad, you know, look at your arm. It doesn't look good." And so that's what I did. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that procedure? Could it have been a venomous spider bite? What do you think?
Well,
I know you haven't seen it.
Certainly could have. And it's a, well, a folk remedy cure.
Okay. So what do you think about activated charcoal for something on the surface or just below the surface of the skin, some insult to the body?
Well, it's safe. The first, second, third, it can't harm you. And obviously, it has beneficial effects.
Great. So that's what I did class, and it worked. And, you know, I'll put that in the book. I'll just add that. You know, as I complete this book, I keep thinking about more and more things that I want to add. And it's kind of like when they used to have space launches. You know, the engineers would say, you know, I guess management would say, y'all ready? And the engineers would say, no, we need a little more time. And then actually, the launch would never happen if you let it up to the engineers because they'd want it to be perfect. But if you leave it up to management, you get something like the Challenger happen, where they say, all right, that's it, no more time. And the engineers go, we're not ready, and then boom, it blows up. So anyway, that's kind of like the book. I keep finding more and more things to put in it. Lee in Ohio, thank you for calling. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Hello, Dr. Norm Shuley and Vincent. Thank you for taking my call. I got several things that I'd like to bring out. One of them is following up on a previous conversation. I've met you guys for years. I've just kind of been out of town. And anyhow, I haven't been able to catch it. But I noticed your provodone conversation, iodine, provodone, iodine, swab sticks, and this is something that I got just from the local health food store, not health food, but a pharmacy. It's just a swab stick, and what I was told is if you get some type of virus in your nasal cavity, be it corona or whatever, you can rinse out with provodone. Does that sound possible, Dr. Shaley, to be able to rinse out your nasal cavities with something diluted, obviously? It's not...
Right. Yes,
Dude,
I think it would be safe, yes.
Interesting.
And Dr. Shuley, are you talking about provodone, or are you talking about provodone, or are you talking about Lugol's, Dr. Shuley?
Well, a liquid iodine, in my opinion.
Okay.
And that's what this one, well, this one's not liquid. It's provodone iodine swabs, so they have them both together.
Well, it's a liquid on the swab.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I was wondering if that would work in an emergency situation, you know, if I don't have the bottle with me type of thing. I'll wait till after the break because I know you got a break right now.
Yeah. And Lee in Ohio, thank you for calling. We'll stay with you, certainly. And please stay with us.
I have more questions.
But I do have a comment. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. And we'll get to it. But I have a comment about when I was a child about exactly what you're talking about. So maybe we can put an exclamation point on what you just said. We'll be right back.
Right on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia needs help with its invasion of Ukraine and is asking China. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Monday morning says Russia could be at a tipping point if America stays strong.
If we could reverse course and actually send the fighters in, that would be a morale booster for the Ukrainians, and it would hurt Putin because it shows that we're determined to stay in this fight.
President Trump hasn't said for sure if he will run in 2024, but he's doing a lot of teasing about it. He held a rally Saturday in Florence, South Carolina.
Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world.
Five people experiencing homelessness were shot, two of which were killed in a number of attacks in D.C. and New York City that police say were committed by the same suspect. They are encouraging people who are homeless to seek shelters for their safety. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Americans and Chinese are meeting today in Rome. Another round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine will take place with little expectations. Florida Representative Mike Waltz on Fox News weighs in.
Yeah, I don't think Putin has ever been serious about negotiations. At this point, his grip on power depends on victory here. I do think Zelensky has made somewhat of a concession in saying he's rethinking NATO, but that's not enough for Putin. He wants at least the Black Sea, Kyiv, a change in government, and the eastern part of Ukraine at a minimum, and he is all in. What we need to be doing is to quit dithering and wringing our hands, provide him the MiGs, provide him the S-300 Russian air defense systems, and provide him a lot more arms than what we're doing. We've been slow walking it, and it's just not enough of what we're giving the Ukrainians. And if they can bog Russia down into a quagmire, meanwhile their economy is collapsing, we need to help the Ukrainians fight for themselves, not push them into the old saying of he's going to die on his feet rather than survive on his knees. And I think that's a heroic approach that we absolutely should support.
NFL quarterback Tom Brady is coming out of retirement and will play next year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. His retirement did last a total of 40 days. The 44-year-old Brady led the NFL in passing yards, touchdowns, completions, and attempts last year. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day.
God,
you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and we're talking about Lugol solution, we're talking about povidone and swabbing, etc. And when I was a child, Lee in Ohio in class, and Dr. Shealy, there was a doctor that I went to, and if I had a sore throat, I'm talking about, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old, he would have me open my mouth, and he had this sprayer with a long nozzle, and he would spray a dilute solution of what I believe was iodine on my tonsils and down my throat. Dr. Shealy, have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Okay.
I grew up with that.
Okay, and what are your thoughts? Is that dangerous, or was that the right thing to do?
Well, obviously, I am aware of no one harm by it. It might make some people cough and choke feeling, but I'm aware of no serious complications of it.
Okay. Lee, I just wanted to share that story with you and see if
what
that
did it taste
put an
like?
Exclamation
what
point.
Did it, what did that taste like?
It tasted terrible. but it was a dilute solution. But it was this bulb type sprayer. So the bulb was the size of, let's say, a ping pong ball, maybe just a little bit larger. There was a little container that was in front of that, and then there was a long, let's say, a chrome plated or stainless steel wand, probably about 8 inches long, with a adjustable spray tip. And it would spray a mist of this dilute iodine solution. I'm not saying it was pleasant. Yeah, it was effective. Yeah, yes, it was.
All right, can I jump to another one? I got one more after this that I really want to get to. But
absolutely.
Dr. Shealy, I've got this, I know you're supposed to go to the doctor, but it's a scam, top of the forehead. And you were just talking about putting some activated carbon on it, and I thought, I wonder if that would help, for a possible, whatever it is. It's a scab. It's been there for a little over a year now, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are in something like that.
Does it itch or hurt in any way?
Nothing. No feeling. It's just there.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly worth a try.
That's good.
If I'm here already without doing anything specific, I would try it.
How about you, Vincent? Any thoughts?
Well, I believe Dr. Shealy used the term, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shealy, that you're an experiential junkie. Is that right? So he tries things. Is that right, Dr. Shealy? You try things that you think are safe. Okay. So I would have no problem trying it. Absolutely none whatsoever. And I can tell you, class, that and Lee as well, that you can buy activated charcoal in capsules at the Chinese factory outlet. You can buy them, and so if you think you've been poisoned, that's an old remedy, right, Dr. Shealy? Take some activated charcoal, and they're in capsules, and you can swallow them. You can buy it on the internet as powder, or you can do what I did, was scrape, the side of an activated charcoal filter. But I would do it. I would do it for myself. I'm not recommending anyone else do it, but I would do it personally. And there's one other thing I want to mention about the activated charcoal on the side of a filter. I'd like to give a warning about that. See, activated charcoal absorbs and captures, we'll call it toxins and poisons and heavy metals, etc. So if you have a used water filter and you've been using it for a while, it's been capturing and sequestering, if you will, those heavy metals, etc., in the carbon. So you'd want to use a new one if you have one, okay? So because you're going to be putting that on a wound, as I would say.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But you can take those capsules. And you can just open them up, just twist them open. They're gelatin capsules, and twist them open and make a poultice. That's what you're asking, right?
Yep, and that's what I have is some capsules. So that makes it, makes it easy. I don't have a filter to work off of.
Yeah. Well, let me ask Dr. Shealy a kind of a follow-up question, Lee, about this. Dr. Shealy, do you think that we should all have, as preparedness-minded students and instructors, activated charcoal of some kind available at our homes should someone fall prey to being poisoned accidentally or have a wound that would require this kind of a treatment?
Yes, I have a bottle of capsules that I've had for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so keep the lid on tightly because the charcoal will absorb whatever it finds in the air. I mean, that's what it does. It looks for contaminants, if you will, heavy metals, airborne substances, liquid transferred substances. So I think it's a great idea, Lee, what you're talking
that's
about.
That is good. So the next
you know what you ought to do? You ought to take a before. You ought to take a before and after picture. I'll tell you why. For your own, mostly for your own purposes, of just, you know, of your forehead. And if it works, and if you'd like to submit that, you know, to me to be included in the book with, you know, that we talked about this on the air, and here's what we talked about, and here's what happened, if you'd like to, we're up for it.
That's good. And it's just, you just mixed up a little bit of water, right, and applied it to your skin. That's good.
That's right. Yeah, just not a runny liquid. This thing would be like a paste that it would not run off. Now, it doesn't have a lot of adhesion. So if you were to put it on your skin and then turn your arm, if you have your arm so it's lying flat on your arm, for example, like when I did it on my arm. I know you're talking about your forehead, but if I put it on my arm and I turn my arm 90 degrees, it'd fall right off. So keep that in mind. You may want to put it on the Band-Aid first and then apply the Band-Aid.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you. So the next one is it's a thank you, and it's following up with some spiritual beliefs. And Vincent, let me start with the thank you. Dr. Norm, thank you for your dedication and being here with Vincent and everything that you've given us, just pouring into us week after week, year after year. I appreciate that, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
That's a wealth of information that you've given us, and Vincent also, you know, for taking notes, for just being persistent, consistent, just offering up questions and thoughts and just follow-throughs and, you know, writing it down to be able to store this for us for the future. I really appreciate your dedication for that too, Vincent. I thank you.
Well, Lee, let me share with you something that I learned a long, long time ago. And by the way, thank you for those compliments. When I was in elementary school, very young, there was a word that I haven't heard since, Dr. Shealy, I'm sure you've heard this as well. It's called stick-to-itiveness. I don't think it's in the dictionary, but stick-to-itiveness was a term that was used in the public training schools in the 1950s. And what that meant was, it sure would be nice if a student would attempt the assignment, stay with the assignment, all the way through the completion of the assignment, whatever that assignment would be. And that's called stick-to-itiveness. And that's something that has stayed with me for a really long time, even to sometimes to my detriment. And here's what I mean. So I found myself in classes at the university which were impossible for me. The instructor would be lousy. It looked like there's no way I'm going to survive this. And what most people would do within the first week, there was an add a drop period, which you could drop a class without penalty. But I never did that. If I was in that class and I made a mistake and I got an instructor who was just miserable, or there was no instructor and they found some guy at the last minute who could hardly speak English, and I just stuck with it. Including getting the poor grades for sticking to it, but that was something that was instilled in me at a very young age, and so it's persistence. And according to one of the equations that I saw many, many years ago relating to success, success equals innovation, persistence. And people. That, you know, if you're going to build a company, you need those things. Innovation, persistence, and the people. That's what it takes. And take any one of those ingredients out, you're not going to be able to build a company. Unless it's going to be a company of just one person, it's just you. So persistence is really important.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that kind of leads into my last thing, and it's a spiritual belief, you know, knowing that Jesus is my Lord, and Kathy and Gwyneth, and anybody who may be listening that does pray, it's time to pray, because I'm going to ask both Vincent if it's okay if I talk to Norm. And Norm, if it's okay if I could share, Dr. Norm, if I could share with you, you know, spiritual beliefs, you know, I know exactly where I'm going to be the day after I take my last breath. And I don't know that you have that same confidence or assurance. But if it's okay with you guys, I'd like to share some scripture with you thoughts and just see if you're open to it, Dr. Norm.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so, one of the things that I'd like to look at is, like I just mentioned, as far as me, I do have spiritual beliefs, and it's just knowing that Jesus is Lord. And one of the reasons is simply by spending time reading the scripture, I realize that he says, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord, I shall be saved. That's part one. Part two is, I have to do the repentance, and repentance is just everything that I've done in the past. I say, I'm done. I'm going to do it your way. That's for everything from when I was a child. I never picked up the Bible and read it, but I had to start reading it. Now, it may be difficult for you to read, but there's ways of pushing play on a device and listening to the scripture. And that's one of the things, I don't know, Dr. Norm, do you have any spiritual beliefs? Is that something that...
unlimited spiritual beliefs.
Yeah.
We are spirits with a soul that incarnates to learn a lesson. That's, basic. We are not just physical beings. We are spiritual beings, and a soul incarnates.
Yeah, that's important to realize that we are not just physical, and it seems like that because that's where we live most of our time, but there is another realm right alongside us, the spiritual realm, which we don't see it, but it's here, it's obvious. I could share this with you, if you call on him and you ask him to forgive you your sin and you do the repentance part, he will save you. And it's eternity in heaven or eternity separated from him. Let me let Vincent get into this break.
Very good. Very good. And we've got Amit in Massachusetts on hold. And we'll be right back. Did you have anything else that you wanted to say, Lee?
Just a little bit. Very short.
All right. Okay. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And we've got Lee in Ohio, and we've got Amit on hold in Massachusetts. Lee, please continue.
All right, very well. So, Dr. Norm, what I was referring to, you know, as far as the spiritual beliefs, you know, if we do confess them, we could know that. And that's what the Bible tells us, is all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, His righteousness. And the repentance part is our work. He's done everything else, but we have to come to Him. I'm going to ask you if you'd like to receive Him right now and know that your sins are forgiven, that way when your last breath comes, you know that you will be in heaven. That's one. Would you like to receive Him right now?
Well, of course. I mean, to me, it's common sense.
Okay. What it is just simply asking Him to forgive you of your sins, and that would be the one thing that, you know, you can do it this way. Repeat after me or say it yourself, and it's, dear Heavenly
Lee,
Father. Hold on one second,
Lee. This is kind of a private thing, so we're not going to do that on the air.
Very well. That's
okay. But I can tell you this.
Phone number's in.
Dr. Shealy has written a book called, he talks with G, and G is his guide. Dr. Shealy, do you want to share with the class who G is and what this book is about, please?
Well, it's an angelic voice that comes to me and has been for over 30 years and tells me, well, things that I don't know otherwise. Sometimes the past interpretation, sometimes the future, and advice of how to live.
And so G
is my favorite book.
Yeah, and G would be... It stands for guide, but it sounds to me like it could be guide, it could be God, it could be many, many things. Lee, we've got to run. We've got Amit, who's been on hold for over 12 minutes.
Thank you for your call.
I just have one quick question for you, Lee. Your call is crystal clear. What kind of equipment are you using for this call?
It's just a regular, smartphone, from, you know, a prepaid plan. This is one of the cheapest plans you can get.
Okay. Well, okay, it's working really well. Are you using a headset?
No.
Okay. And since you've mentioned prepaid, I think the class needs to know that prepaid versus postpaid class, if you get a prepaid phone, you pay for it before you use it. So you pay for the minutes and then you use them, and you can have an automatic renewal, as I understand it. And the taxes are very low and the fees are very low compared to the add-on taxes and the add-on fees of a postpaid, which would be like a regular phone plan. And you can have as many as 21 or 22 additional fees. So if you're going to get a smartphone or one that you put in your pocket, you know, one of those tracking devices, if you're going to get one, you should get a prepaid. Lee, any quick comments about what I just said?
You know, that's interesting. I never thought about it from the tracking aspect, but the fees, yes. Yes, I mean, you think about all the major carriers, that's all they got is another line item fee.
Right. Okay, Lee, thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome, guys. Goodbye, guys.
Amit in Massachusetts, thank you so much for waiting and being on hold. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Dr. Shealy. I have a question of curiosity for Dr. Shealy. He recommends us using the transdermal application of magnesium lotion as against taking magnesium orally. So my question is that on the bottle it says don't wash it for 20 minutes or something like that. But suppose if we apply it next day, and we have not washed it or we have not taken a bath, will it still be absorbed or one must be washing off the previous day's application and then applying a new one?
Well, in general, I would prefer putting the magnesium lotion on clean skin, washing it first.
Okay.
But other than that, I put it anywhere but on your face. On your face, if it got into your eyes, it would burn like stink.
Yes. I remember that. I even remember Vincent telling that after taking bath, he applies on his chest and shoulders. But in my case, what works is that after taking bath or beginning to wear my clothing, I apply it on my legs and rub it till it becomes dry. So that's where I differ from Vincent. So thank you for clarifying that a clean skin is preferred. Thank you.
Well, it makes sense, Amit, because number one, the oils from your pores aren't all over your skin, right? As a barrier for penetration of the magnesium into your skin, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what it's all about, Dr. Shealy?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Amit, did you have further questions for Dr. Shealy?
No, that's all. Thank you, both.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I spray it on my chest right after getting out of the shower and on my legs.
Okay.
And that's what I do.
Okay,
Amit, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. You're welcome. Bye.
All right, we'll be right back after Top of the Hour News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with